Good morning. An advertisement from several insurance company run a comprehensive insurance coverage. The first one said, our insurance coverage covers from birth up to death. The second one was even bolder. He said, ours is more comprehensive because it covers from the womb up to the tomb. But the third one has blown everybody away because they said, ours is even more comprehensive because our insurance covers from conception up to the resurrection. But I tell you, there is an insurance coverage greater than that. Let me explain. In our gospel today, in John chapter 6, verse 51 to 58, Jesus is offering a comprehensive insurance coverage. Why? Because it covers you for life and eternal life. Not only from conception to resurrection, but beyond that, eternal life. Remember what he said in our gospel. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood will have eternal life. Done. I'm finished. Okay. So, why is it important that we take that to heart? That the Eucharist is a comprehensive coverage, insurance coverage, in our journey of life and in our journey to the next life. You see, the Catechism of the Catholic Church, Article 1324 says, the Eucharist is the source where we get life, abundant life, and summit of our Christian life. Because that's the end. Through the Eucharist, the communion that we have when we take Jesus in the Eucharist is the same communion that we will receive at the end of this life. That's why it's the summit. Of all the sacraments, this is the only sacrament that gives a source of life to everyone. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood and the bread that I give gives life. Life eternal. And not only that, it's a guarantee for eternal life. You see, receiving the Eucharist should bring us joy and should bring us closer to a communion with God. Because we're not receiving a symbol. We're not receiving a representation, we're receiving the body and blood of Jesus. My flesh is real food. My blood is real drink. It's not a representation. It is Jesus that we receive. It is Jesus that comes into our hearts. You see, the sacrament of the Eucharist not only gives us life, but it moves us even farther. It gives us eternal life. It assures us of eternal life. Many of us have investments. We invest on education. We invest on our retirement. We even invest for life. But all these investments end in this life. Here is God telling us that what I'm giving you is an investment only, not only for this life, but to the next life. Next life. That is why it's so important that we take the Eucharist as something that nourishes us. We need to eat well. We need to take the right food for our bodies. But also, we need to nourish our soul. Need to nourish our soul. And it's so important that we continually nourish our soul and take to heart every time we pray the Our Father. You see, I'm sure that many of us, when we say, give us our daily bread, we're only thinking of the bread for the body. No. When we pray that and take it seriously, we are also asking bread to nourish our soul. And Jesus is offering us that bread, daily bread, that nourishes our soul. There is nothing in this world, there is no one in this world that can give us that. John chapter 14, verse 6, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. We only take to heart those verses, I think what the Eucharist gives us will give us joy in this life and prepare us for the next life. Second, last point. The Eucharist is the food in our journey to the heart of God, to the heart of Jesus. Why is it the food? We have so many journeys, so many investments also. We invest politically, we invest on power, we invest on popularity. All this investment ends in this life. If I ask you, have you invested in eternal life? Next question, do you ever want to go to heaven? I think that's the first question. Do you want to go to heaven? If so, then invest now. Invest well. And invest now. Now. Our psalm today in Psalm 34, verse 8, the repeated psalm, taste and see the goodness of the Lord. If the Eucharist is the food for our journey, then why are we not taking it seriously? Why are we not taking it really as a food for journey? I'll give you an example. 3 months ago, we went to the Holy Land. And those who went with me to the Holy Land, everyone bought travel insurance. Everyone. I even bought my own travel insurance. Why? Because there might be delays, there might be cancellation, or I might get sick while I was in Holy Land. Anyone? Why do you get that? Because that's an insurance for you. That in your travel, everything will be insured. Everything will be taken care of for any contingencies. Here is a God telling us that the Eucharist is your travel insurance. You don't pay anything, and it covers you everything. The most comprehensive coverage. From conception to resurrection and to eternal life. And every day as we go out of our houses, every day as we go to our work, Jesus is our travel insurance. The Eucharist is our travel insurance. What can be better than that? And here is a God offering us. Last Wednesday, we celebrated the Assumption, the Feast of the Assumption. What does it remind us? It reminds us that there is heaven. That after this life, there is heaven that is awaiting us. Mary, after his earthly life, was assumed into heaven, body and soul. Body and soul. That is what God is offering us through the Eucharist. That if we take the Eucharist, his bread as his body, and this wine as his blood, then we are assured also of that glorious resurrection and assumption into heaven. You see, the way I'd explain it is I go back to Romans chapter 8, verse 30. Romans chapter 8, verse 30 says, those whom God predestines, he calls. Those whom he calls, he justifies. And those he justifies, he in turn glorifies. All of us are predestined. By virtue of God's great gift, the Son of Man, and the death of that person on the cross as the ransom for all our sins, that made us predestined. But it's also a call, and we have to respond to that call. And how do we respond to that call? Accepting the sacrifice of this Son, the Eucharist. The Eucharist. Every time we receive the Eucharist, it is saying yes to God, saying yes to that offering of life, and making that memory of that sacrifice present now as our journey, as our guide in our journey of life. Brothers and sisters, speaking of journey, I would like to tell you, you will have to endure me for the next 5 years. My bishop allowed me to stay another 5 years, and I already told the bishop here. So, I will be journeying with you for the next 5 years. You will still see this face. Going back, brothers and sisters, today's gospel and today's liturgy of the word is reminding all of us, Jesus, the Eucharist, is our comprehensive insurance, which covers us from conception to resurrection and up to eternal life. Please all stand.